Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Miss Pink Digital Podcast. Home to everything digital marketing, brand building, and tech. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking all about Duolingo, and more specifically, what their marketing strategy means for your marketing strategy. So the reason why I bring up Duolingo is because I've been loving their content online at the moment, and they've been absolutely killing it and leading a lot of online trends that have been going on when it comes to the style of content and more so the lack of seriousness when it comes to their content. So their latest campaign, I guess you could say, is all about the Duolingo bird dying. And it has been such a widespread campaign that not only are consumers eating it up, but also other brands are getting involved and bouncing off of it. And mainstream media outlets are reporting on it as well. So it's just an additional, on top of virality, it's an additional layer of visibility that Duolingo are getting. And because of that, I am sure they are driving so many new customers to the platform, but also reigniting existing customers to use the platform again. Now, why am I talking about this and what do I think it means? I think it really does show you the scope of what 2025 is going to be like from a social media content perspective. We also saw this at the latter end of 2024, specifically mid to latter end of 2024. And this is all about how serious brands appear to the consumer online. And how the lack of seriousness and not being afraid to get silly with content is really going to help drive your online presence and bridge the gap between your brand and the consumer. We have known for a long time with the rise of UGC, with the rise of EGC, that consumers are getting very fed up or have been fed up long and gone with overly curated content on a consistent basis. Obviously, there is still a place for curated editorial style content, but consumers are really loving when brands lean into their silliness and are less corporate with their approach to their social media strategy. And Duolingo is just showing how you can still drive interest, you can still drive awareness, and you can still drive customer acquisition by having fun. We as a consumer are enjoying watching social media managers have fun and be creative with their content. Now, I've said this in a TikTok video before, but obviously when it comes to a very new brand or an emerging brand where not many people have heard of the product, you can't just rely on these silly videos, these very humanized videos to drive customers. That's not what I'm saying at all. And to be honest, if you took Duolingo's strategy and just made content that was silly all the time and didn't talk about your product, you're probably going to drive interest and awareness to your socials, but you're not actually going to sell your product, which at the end of the day, that is the end goal, is to sell. So of course, if you're new and if your product's not very heard of and you're still trying to drive that customer base, you do need to focus more on those product focused videos that really show off your product, highlight the USPs and tell the consumer why they need to buy from you. But you can still sprinkle in those silly videos with the view of driving engagement and humanizing your brand and building that community piece. Another way Duolingo has been driving visibility to its product, to its brand, and I've seen a lot of other brands do this as well, is through replying to comments or being in the comments of other videos and not using the comment section as an opportunity to directly promote their product, but actually engaging with the conversation. So making these funny jokes, referencing the video, not really ever referencing their product at all. And by default, they then drive a conversation in favor of their brand in the comments. And this also makes brands a bit more likable, a bit more humanized, and makes me personally as a consumer want to purchase from them more if they do show that human version of themselves. Another brand who was great at doing it slash still is Wendy's. Wendy's drove a lot of awareness to itself as a brand just by talking in the comments of other people's videos. It was probably one of the best marketing strategies Wendy's had at the time. And think how much money that saves you. Of course, there is the time that goes into it, but think how much visibility you get when you do garner enough views on those comments, when you do garner enough buzz for your comments and that reputation of being that brand that replies these funny things in comment sections, it drives so much visibility. People were taking screenshots of these comments and then making videos directly about these comments these brands are making. So that is another thing that Duolingo have been doing as of recently, alongside other brands, that I think is absolutely hilarious and amazing. And sometimes when I go to comment sections, I proactively look to see if some of these brands have been commenting just because of what they comment. And I think people, especially Gen Z, millennials, they are loving having these banter, this casual banter with what were once deemed as these big corporations. And now they're just having banter with them in the comments of a TikTok video. So I think the general lesson to take away, without jumping all over the place, is don't be afraid to have fun with your content, and don't be afraid to create content with the view of making people laugh and coming across a bit silly. Consumers now love to see the silly side of brands, especially in younger demographics. Obviously, as you start to see the older demographics, they might prefer content that's a bit more serious leaning, but especially for the Gen Zs, millennials, and even maybe Gen X, they want to see more of the human side of a brand. And don't let a brand aesthetic and your overall branding, I guess, prevent you from being creative with content and testing. I think one of the biggest brand mistakes that brands can make is letting their brand aesthetic stop them from being creative with their content, diversifying their content, and overall testing a new creative strategy. It is something that holds brands back immensely. Now, obviously, I know there is the fear around, people love our aesthetic, people love our branding. You can still incorporate your branding in your feed and in these silly videos. It's just about being smart with it and how you do it. You don't have to go full Duolingo mode to humanize your brand to the user. There are clever ways you can do it without sacrificing your overall brand look and feel. But I will say that I have seen brands over rely on their brand aesthetic to drive sales, to drive customers, and that is ultimately the thing that holds them back. But yes, I hope this short episode was helpful today. It was just something I've seen online that I really wanted to touch on, and I think it's going to be a big thing in the digital marketing landscape this year, all about humanizing brands and overall becoming more appealing to the consumer, because you're bridging that gap between your brand and the consumer. So I wish you all the very best in your social media marketing strategy this year, and I look forward to see what else Duolingo has to offer us, really. And other brands, I look forward to seeing their take on being a bit silly and creating these viral moments through these silly, fun videos. But yes, I hope you have a lovely day, and thank you for listening. I will speak to you soon.